lady who knows overalls are fashionable every season.
Aren't you taking this a bit far?
The fabulous farm babe, Pam Jahnke.
Alrighty, here we are, rolling our way towards 6 o'clock, and it's time again for another installment on Checkoff Chat, brought to you courtesy of the Equity Livestock Sales Association and the Wisconsin Beef Council. Your beef checkoff dollars at work. And the goal is to really make sure you're connected with where that money's being invested. Don't forget, online you can find more information at beeftips.com or on social media on Facebook. Look for Wisconsin Beef Council. And joining us today, one of the partners that the Wisconsin Beef Council is happy to be working with, Dr. Katie Merdut, is the Executive Director of Food Armor. This is an area that the Wisconsin Beef Council has been happy to support. If you've never heard of Food Armor, stand by, because it's played a pretty critical role in our food processing industry. Katie, thanks for joining us. First of all, tell me about Food Armor. When did it get started? Why did it get started?
Sure, Pam. Thank you for having me today. Food Armor is a program that actually began in the hands of producers and veterinarians back in 2010, and it has evolved quite substantially over that time. But really the goal of the creation of this program is to get down onto each individual farm and try to improve our practices to really ensure that we are providing the best animal care and the safest food possible.
Right, and one of the major spearheads on this was all about drug residue, having problems, our meat processors noticing injection sites. Take us back to before Food Armor, Katie. You're a veterinarian yourself. Where did this collaboration kind of start?
Sure. So back in 2009, 2010, around that time, unfortunately, we were having a high level of residues that we really wanted to knock that level down. So what we did is rather than going into kind of the plant side, we took it back to the farm because we know how drugs are being used on the farm, and veterinarians and producers said, hey, we are boots on the ground. We can figure this issue out. So a lot of it was based on education, on proper BQA standards on when to use antibiotics and when not to use them and how to really improve animal care in general. So the goal was to improve those animal health plans and ensure that we are using the drugs only when necessary and in the correct ways.
And just for you non-farm consumers that are suddenly becoming alarmed on drug use and things like that, as a veterinarian, Katie, carryovers, it was just for the betterment of the animal. I mean, I don't want the consumers to become alarmed about the conversation we're having here.
Right. When we talk about residues in animal agriculture, this number is so incredibly low. But we are always striving to improve. So we want to get it down to zero. Like, that's really the goal. So we go back to the farm level. We watch the animals. We let them tell us their story. And when they're sick, we do want to be able to treat them. So veterinarians work very closely alongside producers to ensure that we are treating them when necessary, but then taking all the precautions so we aren't creating any type of residue that gets into the food supply. And I just want to emphasize that our food supply is incredibly safe. As a mom myself, I have the utmost confidence in feeding both beef and in other products, animal products, to my kids, because the food supply is incredibly safe.
Excellent, excellent. Thank you for that. Now, talk to me, Katie, then. You mentioned that you took it back to the farm gate. Did you notice a pattern where sometimes it's almost a routine that we have fallen into and we're not necessarily paying attention that can bite us in the butt? What did you notice when you took it back to the farm gate, started watching practices, watching growers? Were there some patterns that repeated?
Really, it just came down to opening up those lines of communication even more than they already are. So we worked with producers, and we really tried to get them to lean on their veterinarians for this information. So having a veterinarian come to your farm, it's this whole new set of eyes that it looks at things a little bit differently. So letting them take a walk around your farm, letting them look at your treatment records, letting them really kind of dive in, and having some conversations based on what they find, just finds things that the producer might not even be aware of. So it's really that value of building that relationship with the veterinarian to kind of have that additional person standing beside you, really trying to improve things for the better for the farm and for the animal.
Dr. Katie Merdut, along with us, she's the executive director of Food Armor, and this is a critical time to be having this conversation, Katie. We are seeing industry partners that are really ratcheting up how much oversight, information, monitoring they're going to require when it comes to purchasing animals. Are you constantly involved in that dialogue to find out what they're going to need and what Wisconsin producers can supply?
Yes, Pam. We are often in that dialogue, and we see what some of the conversations are happening, and they want to know how the food is being raised, just like the consumer is. But really, I think the best place to start with all of that is at the farm level and in the hands of producers and their veterinarians. So I think producers have this awesome opportunity right now to really jump in, build that relationship, and then demonstrate kind of that transparency and accountability to wherever they sell the products that their farm creates, because that is really what the processor wants, and farmers can demonstrate that. And if help is needed, we are happy to provide that help, but either way, I think it's the power is in the hands of the farmers.
All right, so how complicated is it? You sold me, Katie. I'm a beef producer. I'm a dairy producer that's got Holstein steers, cull cows, selling bull calves. What do I need to do to interact with Food Armor, or what advice can you give me to get started on the path of really transparency on my farm so that those processors are attracted to me?
Sure. So I'd say the number one place to start is talk to your veterinarian. In Wisconsin, with the support of our sponsors, including the Wisconsin Beef Council, we have been able to educate hundreds of veterinarians on the Food Armor plan and how to really customize it to each individual farm. So I'd say go out and talk to your veterinarian, see if they've been trained. If they haven't, you know, give us a call directly. We can help you find a veterinarian that you can work with. But ultimately, the benefit is because these plans are really customized. And because they're customized, the producer really sees a lot of value. So I'd say go to your veterinarian, and the first thing is just ask that question.
And before people kind of lose interest here, Katie, you guys have seen some tremendous results. Tell me how the tide has changed, so to speak, as far as drug residues in Wisconsin since Food Armor came into play back in, 2010?
Yes. Oh, so Pam, the reduction in residues was drastic. We were able to knock down number of residues and number of repeat farms really, really low, and we're doing an awesome job in Wisconsin. And we're actually hearing back from some of the government organizations how good the Food Armor work has done on the farm. So we've been able to knock that number way, way down. And being, you know, America's Dairyland, that is something that we definitely are proud of, whether it's the beef we're producing, the milk we're producing, the cheese we're producing, whatever that is. We want our farmers to kind of be the top of the hill, the best ones out there. And through Food Armor practices, we've really been able to make that difference.
Well, heavens, it's good to know you're out there, Katie. I appreciate it. And again, if you're one of those growers that has never heard of Food Armor, talk to your local veterinarian. Get in that network, because like I said, we are seeing more and more of our food industry partners that are putting on all kinds of requirements if they're going to be purchasing your animals. So like Katie said, get ahead of that curve. Start working with your local veterinarian. If they need guidance, then definitely make sure they're enlisting the help of Food Armor. Supported by your beef checkoff dollars. That's Dr. Katie Merdut, Executive Director of Food Armor. Simple to find on the World Wide Web if you just kind of want to get an idea. Foodarmor.org, or like she said, get in touch with your veterinarian. They're probably aware of it as well. And like I said, it's all brought to you courtesy of your checkoff chat. That is your beef checkoff dollars at work with partners like Food Armor. And don't forget the Equity Livestock Sales Association as well. Online, beeftips.com, or on Facebook and social media, look for the Wisconsin Beef Council. Dr. Katie Merdut, our guest today. And that is your checkoff chat.
This is the Farm Report with Pam Yonke.